Boat. Just for an engine, you know.
I didn't know.
Oh, you're about half engine. So that's the way I'm about it. Some, but not all of my ancestors, but some of them met the boat.
In church, the preacher delivers a
sermon.
Yeah. And then you might play a
the organ.
Yeah. But they say you go to, some people say they don't go to church to hear the sermon. They go to listen to the
preacher or the minister.
No, they don't go to hear the sermon. They go to listen to the
music.
Okay.
Mm. And it's never been church to me since they quit using the old time songs.
Yeah.
Church songs. You know, this gibber stuff is.
I bet those are really beautiful.
Old songs?
Uh-huh.
They are.
Did you ever hear a hymn that says, "Beautiful dreamer, wake unto me"?
Well, we wasn't, back in my younger days when I went to church and BYPU and all sorts of that, we used those old time songs, you know.
Yeah.
And we didn't pick up none of the new stuff at all.
Yeah. This was an old song.
Yeah.
It went, "Beautiful dreamer." I just wanted to
know. No, I don't remember that.
Okay. Now, do you ever have a term you use for the enemy of God, the opposite?
The devil?
Yeah.
Are you sure as hell, sure as twice too far to go to hell when you die?
Yeah. What'd you call it?
We called it hell always.
Yeah.
That's all we've ever talked to know the name of it was.
Yeah, when you talk of him, you'd say, when you talk of the devil, though, in funny, in other words, you might call him.
Well, don't they call him demon, him a demon now or something like that? But back in them days, it was just plain old hell and the devil.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what would you call the things that you'd see at night, maybe, that were supposed to be in your imagination? They were white, most of them, you know, and they'd make eerie noises.
Well, I've heard of people saying they saw angels at night or they saw a ghost.
Yeah.
Or something like that, but I ain't never believed in one.
Never.
When I got outside in my backyard on them steps, I prayed that them little devils would come here to Pascagoula and lit down with them men.
Uh-huh.
They'd come out there and lighten my pasture.
Oh, you talking about those,
whatever, the Pascagoula people is fishing, don't you know? You read that story and all about it.
Tell me about that.
Oh, they claimed they were fishing there and something come down like a saucer and lit in front of them on the edge of the bank or on the water like. And taking them aboard and talked with them about an hour and said they couldn't ever tell they was breathing. The men, the ones that had them, little short people, like, and oh, they told one hell of a story about it.
What would you call those people?
Well, they called them out of space, from outer space. They didn't know where they come from. And they stuck to the story and they got them and given lie detector tests and everything else and said, well, it's pretty well so. He's a piece of paper about another day. A little more, but some of my people knew the people where they was and said they were the biggest lying people there was in the world. But that lie detector wouldn't catch him in a lie if he was.
Sure.
But I just prayed if them little suckers had come along, I'd tell them, hell, let's go.
They wanted to bring me back, all right. If they didn't, I'd go with them. I wouldn't run to hide or nothing else.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, would you? If you thought that something strange would come right now, and there's come a strange object at the door, would you run? Hell no, I'd go with him. I wouldn't care what it was.
You see, once you've seen just about everything else in life.
Huh?